And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have talked to many conscientious religious and followers of Christ who are haunted by the words, be perfect, because we are all too aware of how imperfect we are. And we wonder how God can be telling us to be perfect, and especially to be as perfect as He is. And that can create an impossible ideal, it might seem, that we can use to torture ourselves every time it becomes clear how imperfect we are. But notice the type of perfection that Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about a perfection that is totally without flaw, totally without weakness. He's talking about a perfection of mercy. He's talking about a perfection of our Heavenly Father who lets the sun rise on the bad and good and causes rain to fall on the just, but also on the unjust. The perfection of God is not simply, though God is perfect this way too, that He does everything perfectly right and with perfect love, but the perfection that He does not withhold His mercy and His goodness from anyone. And that is a perfection that we can aspire to, that we do not make up our mind that this person is not worthy of our mercy, that this person has done it one time too many, that this person has been unresponsive to goodness, so that now I am entitled to withdraw goodness and love. Our Heavenly Father never withdraws His mercy. He never withdraws His goodness. He never withdraws His love. How different than the golden rule, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, love your neighbor but hate your enemy. Jesus has revealed that God is not like that at all, that God does not simply give us what we deserve, but that God continuously holds out His mercy, which of course we are free to receive or to reject. Just as if we continue to hold out mercy to others, they are free to receive or to reject. But we are never entitled to decide that we are giving up on someone. We are never entitled to decide that we have been hurt too much by someone so that we can write them off and so that we can turn our hearts against them, so that we are free to ignore them in the hallway, so that we are free not to speak to them, so that we are free to put up walls, so that we are free to reject them in our hearts. That is the imperfection that we are to get rid of, obviously only with God's help. And our Heavenly Father, who is rich in mercy, who is perfect in mercy, He gives us a mercy that we can extend to others without limit. And it is in this way that we are to receive the perfect love and the perfect mercy from our Heavenly Father, and to be prodigal, like the prodigal father of the prodigal son, prodigal, lavish in our mercy, knowing that in the heart of that individual, no matter how hurt we have been, that God is not going to give up on that person. And therefore, who do we think we are to judge that person no longer worthy of mercy or forgiveness? God allows the ample rain to fall on the just and the unjust, and he allows the somewhat more scarce sun to shine on the bad and the good. How can we do otherwise?